Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It's Friday, everybody. Oh, I needed a Friday this week. It's been a long one for me. My name is Rob Shooter. I'm the host of the show. And joining us today and every Friday is our dear friend, the most buzzy person I know. He's all over the place. Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com. Hi, Corey. How are you?
I am great. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday.
You're the best, you little coy devil. You've been sitting on a secret. So I've known for a couple of weeks that you've got a huge, big TV gig. Is it next week, Corey? You're going to be on the new Jay Leno show. Tell us everything.
Oh, yes. Well, next week, the show debuts, I think, September 13th. Now, I'm not sure if I'm in that episode, but Jay Leno is doing a reboot of the classic game show, You Bet Your Life, and yours truly is a contestant. Yes, I can't say a whole lot, but I can tell you that.
I'm very nosy, and you know this on this show, but anything you can't answer, don't. Don't get yourself in trouble, Corey. But listen, I've got a few questions. How did it all come about? How did they meet you? Did you find them? Give me the details.
Well, you know, someone mentioned to me, they said, you know, there's this new game show, you should go on and try it. They're looking for contestants. And I was like, no, that's not really my thing. And then I happened to see it in one of the entertainment trade publications. And I sent them a little note about my background as they asked. And one of the main stories I mentioned was how Olivia Newton-John, who's my favorite in the world, actually heard about me. And she sent me a little hello video, which I have. And the producers actually called me. They're like, what? You're a fan of Olivia? How'd that happen?
Did they use the video on the show? Did they use Olivia on the show?
Well, I haven't seen how the final edit of the show turns out, so I don't know if those videos that we make or the Zoom videos and stuff actually make it onto the show. However, that was part of my profile of how they took interest. So, Olivia, I love you.
Olivia saved the day. Hopelessly she devoted did. To you, Olivia. John, hey, let's get on with the show because we've got a ton of gossip today. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. This is quite a big story that's blowing up as I speak. So an old clip of Ellen DeGeneres has resurfaced because she seems to be making Taylor Swift feel very, very uncomfortable. So a TikTok user posted a video from 2012 of the Ellen show, and it shows Ellen pushing, questioning, pressuring Taylor to talk about her dating life. It has gone viral. And now some people are suggesting that Ellen owes Taylor an apology. Let me explain exactly what's on this clip. So Ellen said the following, quote, "You were here with your boyfriend last time, Zac Efron. How's he doing?" And Taylor responds, "We never dated." And then Ellen insists, "Yes, you did. Why are you denying it?" Taylor looks really, really uncomfortable. Then, doesn't end there, then Ellen shows a bunch of men on the screen, hands Taylor a bell, and says to Taylor, "You ring the bell every time you see the person who inspired your song, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together." Well, initially, Taylor refuses. It's really uncomfortable. It's on naughtygossip.com if you want to watch the clip. And she says that the secret behind who the song is about is, quote, "The one last shred of dignity I have left." You would think Ellen would back off then. No, Ellen keeps going. Then Taylor finally says, quote, "Do you know how bad this makes me feel?" Then the segment continues. About 4.85 million people have viewed this TikTok video. So far, it's got 1 million likes. It is really, really aggressive. Now, this is where it gets a little bit more complicated, but this show, we're realists. Corey, when we interview people, we do want to get them to say something a little outrageous, a little exclusive, something that's going to get us a headline. We're all into clickbait. That's our business. Yes, we need eyeballs. We want to make noise. I don't want to do a boring interview, but at the same time, I don't want to make somebody really uncomfortable. Where are you on this when you interview people?
Yes, well, the problem is, you know, I'm also a comedian. Ellen's a comedian. So comedians have a problem with trying to do like to do a humorous little bit, as we call them, but your interviewee has to be on the same page with you when you're dealing with something as sensitive as their dating life or their personal life. So I have boundaries, so I don't make them uncomfortable. I don't want them. I want a good interview, not an uncomfortable interview.
Yeah, I always say it's drinks at Bottino with Rob. I know the minute you walk in, if you're going to be a lush like our Mark Lupo and tell me everything, or you're going to be a bit more reserved like Miss D. Miss D takes a moment to warm up. I also think too, Taylor's age here. She was very, very young. It's not the Taylor Swift of today. It's obviously many, many years years ago. So it looks a little bit like bullying behavior. Now, that's when it gets complicated because Ellen's been exposed recently as being a bully behind the scenes. And that's part of the reason it's blowing up. But I think you're right here. It's about knowing your subject matter. Whenever I interview the housewives, I know I can say anything because they will. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've watched them on TV do outrageous things. So I know my subject matter. When I sit down with a Kardashian, I can pretty much ask anything. Now, if I sit down with Michelle Obama, I'm going to have a very different tone. And I think, too, celebrities need to know what type of show they're doing. Ellen's got a reputation of being very kind, of being sort of a fluffy show. It's not the Andy Cohen show. If you go and watch What Happens, I might go on Watch What Happens to plug my book in a couple of weeks, I know.
Ooh.
But it's going to be tricky, Corey, because he's not a big fan of mine. We know each other. And so the last time a gossip columnist went on the show, it was Perez Hilton, and he destroyed him. Well, I'm not Perez. I'm not as mean as Perez.
No.
There's less there to destroy, but even so, it might be a bit tricky. But like we said, I know what I'm in for. I know going into that what to expect. Robin Roberts, I don't expect that from. So I think you've got to be consistent here, which brings us to our poll question of the day. There's an old clip of Ellen pressuring Taylor Swift to dish about her love life, and she's very uncomfortable. In this clip, does Ellen owe Taylor an apology? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or you can go to our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and leave a comment there. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, Lori Loughlin's reaction to Olivia Jade joining Dancing with the Stars. So, yes, Olivia Jade has revealed how her mother, Lori Loughlin, is reacting to her upcoming stint on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Mm. It marks a significant step up in show business for Olivia because, you know, she lost all her business deals and was forced to take a break from her big, popular YouTube channel after her parents were swept up in that notorious college admissions scandal back in 2019. Now, Olivia says, "My mom's been a huge support. She's like a total mom in total mom mode, like, make sure you take a salt bath. She's trying to get me to take an ice bath. I'm like, no, mom, I don't need an ice bath yet." She also noted that her sister Bella is also getting in on the action, telling her that she wants to be in the audience for each of her shows on season 30 of Dancing with the Stars. Now, Rob, my problem with Dancing with the Stars is that they keep casting some of the most kind of controversial characters on the show. I get the ratings, but you go from Sean Spicer to like a murder suspect, Carol Baskin, and now you have Olivia Jade, who has given no acts of contrition. As far as I'm concerned, her mom went to jail.
Right.
Dad went to jail, but Rob, she didn't have any punishment, and she was in on the scandal.
Well,
so what do you think about that?
I mean, I think we should just be thankful here that Tyra didn't cast O.J. Simpson. I mean, this show does this. There's always someone on the show. Remember when they had Kate Gosselin on, Sarah Palin's daughter? Oh,
my gosh,
I think it's part of the success ingredients model of the show. So it definitely works for them. And let's be honest, they announced all their contestants just a couple of days ago. We're only talking about one, Corey, and it's Olivia Jade. So it certainly does work. What will be interesting, my sources tell me, is Tyra wants to get Lori in the ballroom. So initially, they wanted Lori Loughlin. They wanted her dancing. She said no. That's how Olivia got the job. But get this. They're very much encouraging Olivia to bring mommy and daddy to sit in the ballroom. Now, I'm not sure yet if that will be allowed because of COVID. I don't know if there's going to be an audience yet. But you know, if there is, they're going to put a camera right under Lori's nose. And it doesn't matter who's dancing, they're going to cut to Lori's reaction.
Yeah.
She's not given a TV interview yet. We've not seen her since she got out of jail. Everybody wants to interview her. All the big shows have called. Guess who got her, sort of? Tyra. She's a genius. I mean, it's not an interview, but Tyra's going to get Lori on camera for the first time since jail.
Tyra,
it's too much Tyra. But, you know, I used to work for her. She's fabulous. She just is in it to win it. There's something about Tyra that is so ambitious and so willing to just put in the work. It just impresses me in many ways. Some people find it annoying. I find it delicious. Moving along, talking about a little bit annoying. Kourtney Kardashian has deleted unedited swimsuit pictures. So Courtney posted some pictures. We've got them on Naughty Gossip because we're that type of website. So we've got the pictures. She looks fabulous in them. She posted these pictures. They have not been edited. Now, the Kardashians are known for over-editing everything, and they're gorgeous. They don't need to put filters on stuff.
No.
But she posted some pictures, and her fans went nuts saying, these are gorgeous. They even thanked her for being so real. One person wrote, quote, you're my favorite because you're real. Another person wrote, so confident and pure and so comfortable in your own skin. Another person wrote, these pictures are lovely because unlike everybody else in your family, they're raw pictures. She's deleted them. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Maybe she was busy texting and she hit delete by mistake.
No.
On his, you're right.
No.
Why would you delete them? They're so... I mean, it drives me nuts in many ways because I think it sends such a bad message to young girls, to everybody, because you can't look like a Kardashian. I've met them in person, Corey, all of them. They're gorgeous. I'd kill to look like that. What do you think about filters? I don't use them. This is me. When I post a picture on Instagram, I don't use filters. Do you, Corey? Tell the truth.
Look, you know, I do use them sometimes, but I also will very often post a photo with no filter. So I don't rely on them. And I will actually say hashtag no filter just so people know that I don't need them. But there is a creative aspect to filters. I don't want to say it's all just about manipulating and trying to look like a Barbie doll. There's some beautiful effects you can do with them and lighting effects. So they're not all bad. But these girls do have a tendency to always manipulate the way they look body-wise, face-wise. And that's where it's dangerous for their fans.
It's dangerous. That's Maybe this is their brand. Maybe I'm being silly. You know, they've made billions of dollars on doing this, and they're obviously doing something right. It made me sad, though, that they put up these pictures. Recently, a friend of mine put up a picture, and she looked fabulous. It was a little later at night, so she looked a little wild, but it wasn't a crazy picture. And she had about 20 comments, and one person was cruel. She deleted the picture. I know, just because of one person. I said, don't focus on the one. Look at the other 19 people that think you look great. Oh, it breaks my heart when you feel like you have to censor yourself to make somebody else happy. Not a good thing. What else are you working on, love?
Yes, well, Jennifer Aniston had a very awkward TV interview recently. So Jennifer Aniston was on this TV show in Britain, and the host made a really, really sort of interesting pivot that made her upset. The cringe fest began as Aniston was talking about what it's like to film scenes in the early bird hours of the morning. And Aniston says, I got there at 5 a.m. and the hallways were quiet and people were just slowly waking up. And then all of a sudden the train starts moving and it gets crazy and crazier. It's utter chaos. And that's when the host just like interrupted Aniston out of nowhere to ask Reese Witherspoon a question while insinuating that Aniston doesn't like getting up early. Reese, I've got to be honest with you. Jennifer's pretty much sold it to me that she's not a morning person, he said, at which Aniston appeared stunned.
She did.
And she replied, did I sell that to you? Uncomfortably, she asked him that, to which he responded, a little bit. And she snapped back, well, did I get a good deal?
She no messing about.
So it was a little awkward. And then Witherspoon, of course, as the little angel that she is, seamlessly continued the conversation amid the discomfort. And she said, no, I'm definitely a morning person. Jen and I talk about this all the time. I'm the morning person and she's more of a night person. You could just see her trying to like deflect and reduce the tension in that moment, right? Because that's pretty much Reese's persona in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right? She's like the
And I think
sweetheart.
She really is like that. I don't like conflict either. I'd be the Reese of this. Also, too, it was a 4-minute interview to promote a show called The Morning Show. I mean, come on, Jen. You're on a show called The Morning Show.
Yeah,
he's asking you about morning TV. And she actually went to Good Morning America and did a work shadow there. Jen turned up and sat, like, basically in the corner to watch what a real morning show was like. And they do start at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Holder and Robin Roberts, George Stephanopoulos, they have to get up at 3 o'clock. So that's what the host was trying to get to. I watched it. The clip is up on naughtygossip.com. I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, if you came on my TV show, to promote a show called The Morning Show, I would probably ask you, are you a morning person? It's a good question to ask. Now, what Jen would argue is that he didn't ask that question. He implied it. So
he
just
implied,
ask.
Yeah, totally.
But it did sound to me as if she got a little defensive about it. Clearly, I think, too, Jen thought he was insinuating that she was lazy. People that aren't morning often think, we think they're being lazy. If you don't get out of bed.
I have that problem.
I know. Bruce is not a morning person. My husband is not a morning person. But
he's not
ashamed about it because he's really creative and works late at night. So when I'm saying, you're not up early, it's not calling him lazy. He does much more work than I do. He's not really a morning person. She got defensive. She got a bit defensive. Yeah. Have a look at the clip and let us know what you think. And then quickly before we go to break, Matt Damon has a secret Instagram account and it's been exposed. So poor old Matt. He did an interview with GQ and he announced that he does have a private profile on Instagram. Well, those sleuths have tracked it down. Matt said the following, so he gave some clues. He said, I only have 76 followers and I've only done 40 posts since 2013. Well, they found it and it is at O-D-A-M-N-M-A-T-T. That's his Instagram account. And the reason I think they've actually found it is it has no picture. It has, guess what? It only has 76 followers and there's only been 40 posts since 2013. Uh-oh. And this is when I really know it's up. Verified celebrities follow this account, including Chris Hemsworth and director Sam Jones. There's no way big celebrities who are verified would follow an unmarked account with no profile picture.
Though. Oh, it's there's delicious. More.
Tell me.
There's more though, Rob. There's also another account following that account, and they think it's Ben Affleck. There's been an update. It's called Positive Attitude Hunting.
It's Ben.
And it's got to be Ben.
Uh-huh.
So
it's Ben.
I will be hunting now, though.
Prince William has a secret account. When I worked with Jessica Simpson, she has one. And I can't tell you the name, but it's so cheeky and naughty. I mean, it's basically, Jessica Simpson. The name's very similar because it's like Jessica. I mean, it's not that hard to figure that out.
Yeah,
it is interesting. I do love the idea of all these celebrities and their accounts. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. Hey, let's get to the polls. Britney Spears' father has petitioned to end the conservatorship. Do you think the judge should actually grant this end of the conservatorship without a medical evaluation? 66% said yes, they want this over with. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. Who you got, Corey?
Yes, well, Northwest calls out mom for using a different voice. So Northwest is noticing a trend when it comes to her mother's social media. In a video posted to Kim Kardashian West's Instagram story, North interrupted her mom to question the reality star's tone of voice. Why do you talk different? North asked. To which Kardashian West replied, for my videos, I'm the same human being. I don't talk different. How do I talk different, guys? You think I look different and talk different when I'm talking about my contour? So at that point, both North and her cousin Penelope Disick agreed that Kardashian West seemed to take on a different tone when addressing her followers. So when Kardashian West asked the girls how she sounded, North delivered an exaggerated impression of of the Skim founder's voice, earning a chuckle
Penelope. I love it. Calling her out is so delicious.
Yeah.
The person that I know, the celebrity that speaks the most different, is Paris Hilton. When I worked with Paris, she had that wispy voice on television. And then when you called her, she talked like a truck driver. Hello. Hello. It's right down here. And now, and naughty's the day. Naughty. Andy Cohen is responding to people who have dad-shamed him. Andy's not the naughtiest here. It's the trolls that dad-shamed him. Somebody wrote, quote, you should try and be a better person for your son. Ouch, that's really mean. He responded, awful. What am I doing wrong? And then the person wrote, wow, I didn't think you would respond. I'm just being a troll and you're doing fine. Andy wrote, I'm a real person and you should probably stop trolling people. Andy. And that troll is the naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob.
You're going to rob.
My book comes out in just 2 weeks. If you order it today, you will have it in 2 weeks on your doorstep. It's called The Four-Word Answer. You cannot change the people around you, but you can change the people you choose to be around. If you really want to change your life, you must change the people in it. So look around. Are you happy? Do you have a good life? Do you want a different life? If you do, you've got to make some changes. You can't change people, but you can change the people you are around. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty Benignes with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really help. And all together now, let me hear you singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.